101 with Professor Peters.
I have been in the field of meteorology for just over 50 years, and until just days ago, I had never heard of this rare event. Thunderstorms can kill in a number of ways: high wind, large hail, lightning, and rain that produces flash flooding. But asthma? According to reports coming out of Australia, 6 people were killed and thousands were hospitalized in the Melbourne area and other parts of Victoria with breathing problems brought on by a rare combination of weather and pollen. According to what I've read, thunderstorm asthma occurs when a thunderstorm occurs during a period of unusually high pollen and high humidity. This combination of factors causes the grains of pollen to break apart and disperse, entering people's lungs, making it extremely difficult to breathe. A survey conducted by the University of Melbourne reported that 74% of those who responded to the survey experienced an asthma attack during the storms last week. This phenomenon is not limited to the country down under and has been reported all over the world. One recent event in Italy in 2010 was linked to pollen from olive trees. Now, there appears to be different conditions across the globe that can bring on thunderstorm asthma, but one common link in occurrences appears to be the high concentration of potentially allergenic material. A researcher at the University of Canberra also noted that when the thunderstorm sweeps up the allergens, the pollen grains burst when they become wet, releasing very small particles such as fungal spores and starch granules, exacerbating asthma problems for many. The only known action recommended by medical authorities right now is to monitor weather forecasts and pollen counts and to seek emergency services if your asthma gets worse or your breathing becomes difficult. If you have a question about the weather, drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.